So I went to arrange my song, my new song. So here was the guitar the way I did it, and it's like an instrumental. That was the original intro I was thinking of doing. But just in case, I brought George 5 different choices.
Oh, wow.
And so the song would start with that. So this is C sharp, so Steve lowered it. So when I went to see George, he liked the idea of creating his own intro and no intro. Like, let's just go right with where the
song
starts.
Which you were considering, right? Wasn't that what you were kind of considering? Yeah.
So we did that, and I liked what he did. It was sort of like, felt like the Olympics. It was sort of like a pad, and it was a building, just like a, I'll play it for you. But what he did was exquisite, and I love the chorus. You know how I told you I love a chorus that's just great?
Yes.
This song just gets me. It's just, I love singing. And I like the way I just had the longer one here.
Oh, yeah.
Soul. Okay, here's this voices. I'm glad I shortened this chord. Coming in.
So perfect to go into that. Your first chorus, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
First chorus.
Yeah, it's appropriate to have that one short. That works really well. Hit something and it makes it louder.
Yes.
Have you ever had that when you, even all of a sudden you start hearing your voice in your own head,
yeah.
or after you've swam?
Yeah.
And you get, you know, water in your ear or something,
yeah.
and you're, it, sometimes you can hit the thing at a frequency where it just seems to reverberate and it's more intense. That's what I felt about the through.
It's so
important. It's not even necessarily the way you're singing it. There's something that happens sometimes with frequencies.
Well, I think an effect
like
would
help
it. Like if I
do through, well,
maybe, but I didn't put an effect because I actually really wanted you to hear it vocally, how I was singing it, because I am thinking, I wish I could get a different tone, but I don't know how, so you can help me, because I did sing it a whole bunch of times. I didn't really, that was the best one because it didn't have as many wavers, and it was more like the tone, I didn't,
the through?
Yeah, yeah, but the tone on all of them was about the same, so I must not be either, I could open it more, or it's the note, or maybe I shouldn't do that high note. Maybe I should just do what I did on the first chorus. I mean, you want it to be...
You're saying a lot.
I know, but the thing is, I don't want it to be a distraction.
No, it's fine. No, that's a good note.
It is a good
note.
Yeah,
no, that's a good note, and it may just be switching the vowel sound a little bit.
Okay. Get me through.
That was
better. Can I get more vibrato? Is there something I can do to help that? Because it feels like it's not coming.
Well, I think, that should be a byproduct of getting everything else right.
Okay, it'll happen.
Getting the placement, yeah. Because right now you're out of balance anyway.
I know.
So we want to add vibrato to that.
Okay.
You know, so and we know how it is. That's what you always do.
It
you
happens.
Get your right placement. You get the tone, and you're like, oh, we're like, oh God, where did that vibrato? You don't even know where
it just happens.
If you had a candle in front of your mouth, you would not be feeling air.
I remember that. Oh, I see.
That's what people tend to do. You feel that air.
Yeah, I feel the air.
But if I have a long phrase to sing,
okay,
that's the tendency.
Ah, gotcha.
It's kind of a sucking motion in my mouth.
Okay.
So that also helps. You'll see me through or through. It helps you control
different
the tone and that you want to get.
Okay.
For that.
That's a great idea.
When you get you could just hold it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not even a big deal anymore.